Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Emily Denniston, written by D.E. Stevenson, read by Emma D'Inverno. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26, 2JT. Prologue. Mr. Denniston's 75th birthday. At 9:30 every morning, Mr. Denniston opened his front door and stepped out into the porch. By that hour he had breakfasted, and so, warmed and comforted, he could face what elements had to be faced with serenity. From his porch he could look over the sea in three directions, for Port Andrew stood on a small rocky promontory, and Boriston Hall, of which he was the owner, was above the small town. If he looked straight down, the cluster of red and grey roofs were visible, shining in the morning sunshine, while in the bay to the left of the harbour, the small fishing fleet was steering seawards, a pretty sight. Boriston Hall was a square Georgian building, which looked roomy and comfortable, and had been built to live in rather than to be looked at. It was of grey stone with a grey slate roof, which had no eaves to catch the winds or to attract swallows set on nest-making. Mr. Denniston held up his head and surveyed the heavens with the air of a connoisseur. He then walked down the three steps onto the gravelled carriage drive and consulted his thermometer and rain gauge. He had tapped his barometer before leaving the house, so he now knew all that signs could tell him about the atmospheric conditions. Mr. Denniston had done the same thing at the same hour for the last 35 years, nearly half his lifetime. For he was 75 on this March morning upon which my story opens. It was such a fine day that Mr. Denniston lingered a little before returning to his study to read the paper. He felt the need to share the satisfaction which possessed him with somebody else. Not everybody arrived at the mature age of 75 with his five senses unimpaired and his digestion in perfect order. Purdy the gardener, who was working in the potting shed, would do as well as another. Mr. Denniston walked down the drive in the early spring sunshine and meditated on the essential fitness of things in general. "Purdy," he said, with an...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?